Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Internet Marketing. This is Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility. I'm Andy White, and today I'm joined by Dan Fajella. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Andy.
Fresh from over the pond.
Yes, indeed, my man.
Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, so right now I run a couple different businesses. I run a consultancy in the marketing automation space called CLV Boost, and then I run a martial arts online business where we actually sell martial arts training material to people literally all over the world. Video courses and PDF resources and some physical products as well.
I'm very interested in your integrated online marketing approach, Dan, and I'd like to talk specifically about four things today. I know that one of the things you use is video, isn't it?
Yes, video is definitely an important part of our mix.
So tell me how that works. You have a YouTube channel.
Yep. So the way that we leverage YouTube, YouTube plays an important role inside of our autoresponders and communication. In our particular space, video really lends itself. You know, martial arts moves, people aren't necessarily looking just to read on paper. They'd like to see things demonstrated.
Yeah.
So it really helps to keep folks engaged on the way towards the purchase of the first product, or just to get an understanding of me as an instructor, the kinds of techniques that we teach, et cetera. But also we use it as an important lead source. So YouTube gives us an outlet where we can put up videos of different types. So for example, Andy, I might have a video all about, you know, beating bigger and stronger opponents, which is a big topic that I talk about. I'm kind of a smaller guy and have a lot of competition videos fighting bigger guys.
Yeah.
And that's one of the kind of the little claims to fame of the video channel. So beating bigger opponents might be one category. And underneath there, both as a pop-up, kind of a, you know, what do they call it? An annotation in the video, as well as the link below the video, can be oriented to some kind of a free download, some kind of an ebook, some kind of an interview series, some kind of a free technique series, all about beating bigger, stronger opponents. And of course, that free ebook and the autoresponders that follow it will sell people eventually on a product all about beating bigger, stronger opponents. I might have another video all about escapes, how to get out of a really bad position. And we'll have some kind of a free video course underneath that video, which will be linked in an annotation and linked underneath the video. And that will be a targeted autoresponder sequence, which will sell another product. So our YouTube channel allows our prospects to sub-select and be marketed to based on what they like watching.
Now, you mentioned how this integrates with autoresponders and email. Yeah. Tell us how that works, Dan.
For sure. So we use Infusionsoft, but you can use all sorts of different autoresponder software. And essentially how that pans out is someone will click a link underneath our video or inside our video, and they'll land on a specific squeeze page for something that they were interested in. So we use another example of leg locks. There's a lot of martial arts that we use. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is the martial art that I practice.
Mm.
So leg locks is just a subset of the actual techniques that are in there. So somebody might click on to download a free leg lock ebook all about, you know, a breakdown of four great competition leg locks. And once they download that ebook, they'll automatically receive, let's say, 3 weeks worth of messaging, both teaching them some great leg lock techniques and also bringing them to some sales pages for some of our leg lock related products. So, and we'll send them to a first page where they can get in on this course. And if they don't take that one, We'll sort of ease up on it. We'll go back into education mode. I call it the roller coaster. Mm. And then they'll come back up to another offer, and it'll be a little bit different, a little bit of a different angle, a little bit of a different technique, but it'll be a similar priced offer. And then we'll go back in education mode if they don't buy that. And then we'll take them right back up, and we'll go for something maybe at a really low price point. We'll go for a $1 trial of a $27 a month program or something like that as kind of the final offer. So I really like to take a good two or three swings over the course of maybe close to a month for each person that comes in through one of those front end funnels. So the way that we make the most of that YouTube channel is we don't just send them one thank you email. Hey, thanks a lot. Here's the free thing. If you want to buy stuff, you can buy here. That's kind of very weak. So what we do is we follow up with people very succinctly for an entire month, mixing education, testimonials, and calls to action to make sure we can drive sales.
It sounds really sort of procedural and programmatic. How's it working for you, Dan? What's the hit rate like?
Yeah, it's going well. It'll differ on funnel to funnel. But overall, from pretty much our autoresponders and some of the broadcast regimen stuff that we're doing now, we have, you know, a $25,000, $35,000 a month business built off of those $27 or $57 a month programs. So we have enough folks on them to, you know, say that it's working. And I'm actually looking to get that thing up to $50K a month and then actually sell it. It pans out pretty darn well. And it's in many respects a numbers game, but it actually doesn't stop there, because there's a lot that we do, even if they don't convert. And even once the autoresponders end, there's a lot that we do to continuously rotate offers to make sure that we can still kind of get them on board with us.
Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is this very sort of latterly controversial topic of guest blogging, because I know you do a lot of guest blogging, don't you? And you used a wonderful phrase when I was speaking to you before we pressed the record button. You talked about guest blogging the intelligent way.
Indeed, guest blogging is still to this day a very powerful aspect of what we're doing online. I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily most of what we do, but I'm still doing guest blogging literally every week with basically no exceptions. And just to give you an idea, I probably have something like, and this might be an understatement, something like 600 posts on other websites linking to my sites or linking to other blogs that I've written for somewhere else. So I've done a lot of it. And from what I believe here, and for all I know, this is horrendously offensively wrong, but I can just tell what it looks like on our website. My main website is called scienceofskill.com. This is for the martial arts business. I do a little bit of guest writing work for the consultancy at CLV Boost, where we actually implement these email automation programs for folks. But for the martial arts biz, we don't have a boilerplate at the bottom of every post that says, thanks so much. You know, Dan Fajella is a national martial arts champion and, you know, has 25,000 folks, you know, subscribe to his email list. If you'd like to learn more, go to blank website. We don't really do that. Instead, I'll use other people's posts and I'll use specific anchor text, or I'll use kind of a deeper blog post and I'll link up to that. Or I'll link up to a post that I wrote on another website that eventually links back to my website. So it's not sort of overt, you know, boilerplate, advertising, I write for you, you write for me type guest blogging. It's a rich and genuine article, which will link deep to other aspects and facets of my websites and sites that link back to my websites. So it's a little bit more spread out. It's a little bit less, I guess you could call overt and blatantly advertorial in the respect of boilerplate, which is very, very identifiable. Google seeing the same boilerplate on 400, you know, we have 600 blogs on other people's websites. So we mix it up and we link a little bit deeper. And then, you know, we use those blogs not just for the link juice, but for affiliate sales and all kinds of other things. But essentially, that's the way we cut it. I link deep into the site. I try to avoid boilerplates when possible. And I link to other sites or other articles that eventually link back to me. So I still get the juice. Things still work out well. But I'm linking to more relevant content, not just visit his homepage at scienceofskill.com. You know, I mean, you can only do that, let's say, you know, 300 times before Google says, it looks like you're using a boilerplate, sir.
Yeah, so you're linking kind of not to the homepage, but obviously to certain articles and things on your website as opposed to the homepage.
Yeah. And I'm mixing up the anchor text a little bit as well. So it's a little bit it's a little bit better in that respect too. And I try to avoid the boilerplates, which is kind of the that's the red alarm of guest blocking, right?
Now I'd like to talk about joint ventures, because I don't think, unless my memory fails me, we've talked about it on this show before, and I know that's something that you do quite a lot of.
Yeah.
How does it? What do you do? How does it work for you?
Yep. So joint ventures, I mean, there's just so many ways to skin the cat on joint ventures. But I've really thought about it like this, and I think this is a really important topic to consider for any beginner internet marketers, is that if you're going to have other folks promote for you, you really do need to have something of value that potentially they don't have access to themselves. Mm. So there's a lot of ways to cut this. If you have a big YouTube following, maybe you can, instead of offering to send to your email list, you know, the classic thing with joint ventures in the internet marketing world is email, because email is you know, the currency that all of us know and love, and it sure is a good currency. But there's a lot of other angles to take. So when I was first coming up in this game, I really did not have a big email list. Now we're lucky enough to have one of the biggest in the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu space, but I really did not have a big email list, and I didn't really have that many other things going for our online business. But what I did have was I can write some good content, and I was writing for all the magazines, so I got to write for all the websites. And I could make this kind of a trade. I could say, hey, guy with a bigger email list than me, you know, I'm writing for half a dozen websites. Some of these are PR5, PR4 websites. They're pretty authoritative and real. I'd be way more than happy to interview you and then turn those into articles on all of these different sites and feature some of your products, link back to some of your sites, and maybe let people know about some of your upcoming events. If in exchange we can work something out where you can let folks know about one of my new offers with a couple emails or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Now, that presents them with a value proposition that actually other people don't have, because everybody and their mother has an email list. So that's kind of a unique and interesting value prop where they can say featured on here, featured on there, featured on here, featured on there. And they don't actually have to write the content. They don't have to go, you know, on their hands and knees to all these websites and ask to write for them. They're using my writing credentials. So I found something that I could do that they couldn't do for themselves that would be of real deal value. And then I made that an exchange for them delivering value to our business, which is primarily sending emails to squeeze pages and building the list and driving folks towards some of our core programs. So that was one very easy kind of beginner trick for soliciting joint ventures that was positively essential for us to get our business. We've only been running Science of Skill seriously for maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
Really essential for us to get to where we are today.
So it's more of a traditional sort of trading type of approach, isn't it? What have you got that is valuable, and it's trading that with someone else that's got something else that's valuable?
Yeah, that yeah. Kind of finding barters that are worthwhile and being able to work that out. I'll also say this much is in terms of joint ventures, what I really have found most useful is generally not to roll up cold to people and just say, hey, I'll do this if you do that. But what I like to do is I like to actually start selling some of their products without them knowing who I am. So I like to get into their affiliate system. I like to, you know, consistently drive sales for, you know, a month or, you know, at least three quarters of a month. And then after that, then I'll reach out to them and I'll say, hey, you know, I've gotten in on your affiliate program a little while ago, and I've done just a couple blog posts and I think one small email, and it looks like I've sold, you know, 11 of your program, 11, you know, copies of your program here, which is, you know, pretty promising results. And, you know, I do a lot of other affiliate things where, you know, I have some affiliates I've sold, you know, $15,000 worth of their materials in the last, you know, 6 or 8 months. So I can talk about that and say, you know, shucks, maybe there's something to work out here. You know, if it makes sense, let's find a time to grab a Skype call and see what could be worked out.
Yeah.
And then I'll get on Skype with them, and then I'll bring up the topic of the blogs. I'll bring up some other things that might be useful for them, and we'll hash out something that'll be a real win-win. And by then, they don't just think of me as a maybe guy who's kind of, you know, looking to shoot the breeze and do something. They know me as a guy that's putting money in their bank account.
Yeah,
and they want to see more of that show up. So that's why they're happy to talk to me.
Dan, you mentioned something earlier which got me thinking. You alluded to segmentation. I think it's when you were talking about the videos and autoresponders. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how you segment your market.
For sure, for sure. And this is something that literally anybody who's selling online can and should do. I mean, you can and should do the selling offline as well. But essentially, there's a lot of ways that you can parse out your leads so that you can sell to them more effectively. So for example, in the martial arts world, instead of assuming that everybody has the same exact goal, so everybody wants to be a great competitor, everybody wants to be a great teacher, or everybody just wants to get to the next belt level. As you can imagine, Andy, the truth is that there's some people in each of those categories, right? So there's different folks that have different goals and care about different things. So I have a common survey that a good percentage of my list and certainly my buyers have gone through. And that survey will ask them what their major goal is. So when I send out a broadcast message for a product or a service or a sale of some kind, it's not just, hey, everybody, I know you all want to be great competitors, so here's how you can do it. Because that's actually false, and that's going to turn folks off. So instead, I send the teachers a broadcast about why teachers would care about this. I send the competitors a message about why competitors would care about this. And I send the folks that are interested in getting to the next belt level a message about why folks who want to get to the next belt level might want to tune in to this particular message or offer or whatever it is that I have. So that kind of segmentation on the front end lets you be less vanilla on the back end. And instead of turning people off with quote unquote blast emails, you're explaining precisely why it's relevant to them. That helps you build your relationship and also makes you, you know, get a heck of a lot more sales as well. So that's an important concept anybody could do. What are the differing goals that the folks on my list would have? And I want them to tell me what their goal is. And then I'm going to segment my list by what they actually care about. And I'm going to talk to them in accordance to their goals that they have for their own life and business.
So everyone receives a really targeted message, don't they?
Yeah. And it's not just targeted like, hey, Billy, you live on 18 Huckleberry Drive. Like, that's targeted too, but who cares?
Yeah.
It's more like, hey, Billy, I know you want to spend more time with your kids. And by golly, in this particular way, you can do a lot more of that. That is something a lot more relevant. So targeted just means I have data about them. I like targeted and relevant to what it is that they care about and why they might, you know, really want to be interested in what you're giving them in the first place. That helps build a great relationship.
Dan, that's such useful advice. Thanks so much for coming on. Where can people find out about you?
Yeah, for sure. The folks that are interested more specifically in the internet marketing side of things, I have a website called firstinternetincome.com, which is really more about kind of newbies getting involved in internet marketing, which is it's certainly a big category. I fit in that category myself about a year and a half ago. So firstinternetincome.com is about how to teach your passion online. And then CLV Boost is actually the consultancy I run right here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, right in the heart of the city, which is entirely about plugging in autoresponders and using autoresponder and email marketing strategies for businesses that really want to scale and really want to step things up. So firstinternetincome.com or clvboost.com. That's it for me.
Dan Fajella, founder of CLV Boost, thank you very, very much indeed.
Thank you, Andy.
So thanks for listening, everyone. If you want to go to sitevisibility.com/IM podcast, that's where you'll find us on the web. If you've got questions, podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk is where to send them. And if you want to call us, it's +44 1273 256 150 if you want to leave a question or a message. And of course, you can find us on iTunes. And please, please, please review us and rate us on iTunes as well. That's goodbye from me, Andy White, and it's goodbye from Dan.
Goodbye.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.